Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been.
That was not a rhythm last night. That was a downright beating of the drums with the rain that we were getting here. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. But the wind, the rain, it didn't bother me a bit because I knew that rain coming down was going to help the Pine Haven fires. So I was totally okay with that. It does get loud and crazy, though. That was a hell of a storm last night. But everything leading up to it, do want to give you a quick update. Mayor Sheevy is going to be giving an update on the Pine Haven fire. Virtual update, of course. The way they propagate this stuff. 12:15 today. So we'll have the latest on that. It's going to give it with Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran and Reno Police Chief Jason Soto. So we'll see what's going on with that. Last time I saw it was only about 5% contained, and I hope it's a hell of a lot more than that. So I wanted to play this little something for you because these are going to be gone here very shortly. We were talking about the Great Reset yesterday with Harley Schlanger from the LaRouche Pack, and kind of mentioned out there, threw out a couple of things like the World Economic Forum. Very interesting. I wanted to get some sound from it with their leaders, and it was taken down. Very interesting, because somebody in that video said, you are going to own nothing and you're going to be happier. No, I'm not. I own my home. My husband and I own our home, and we are totally happy with that. No increase in, you know, since we have a set thing, no increase. We know what we're paying. But this might be one of the last places now.
The last 6 months have laid bare fundamental gaps and inequities within our societies and between them. As with climate change, those who have the least are impacted the most. That's why last spring, Canada worked with Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Secretary General Antonio Guterres to convene a high-level meeting to discuss how leaders around the world could work together to close these gaps and build a better, more equitable system that works for everyone.
Leaders.
In May, we agreed to look at 6 urgent areas of action to mobilize financing for the response and the recovery. Over the course of the summer, our 6 working groups produced over 250 policy options. On September 8th, finance ministers gathered to discuss these options and their recommendations for the short, medium, and long term. The most promising ideas will be taken up within existing IMF and World Bank processes, as well as at the G7 and G20 leaders' summits later in the fall. Then, in December, we're going to have the opportunity to meet again to discuss the progress we've made. Because we understand that right now we have to fix urgent problems, but in the long run, we also have to fix the system so that it works for everyone.
It's just like the video I played, or the audio I played for you the other day on Prince Charles. The COVID that is being shoved down your throats, it's all about the Great Reset. It is all about the elite taking over, not just this country, Canada, Mexico, everywhere. Everywhere. This is not something that you just get out of. Once they put this in place, then that's pretty much it. We're all slaves. We are already all slaves to the International Monetary Fund, to the World Economic Forum, to the banks, to the elite, those families out there that want to control everything. You think that I'm a lunatic, that's what I keep getting called, and I keep bringing you all this. This is why they used hammer and scorecard. This is why they manipulated the elections. Because Trump is not for all this. He's trying to get this all shut down. That's why they are trying to take him down. We can't let it happen. Because if they take Trump down, they take all of us down. Biden kept saying it. I don't need you to vote for me. I need you to be there for me after the election. They tried to say that, he stumbled over his words. He misquoted. That's why he said that they have the most advanced election fraud unit put together. Oh, no, he meant to say anti-fraud. It's like, no. He said exactly what was going on. But I don't want to freak you out. I want you to be prepared. I want you to understand what's coming if you don't fight back. If you don't keep our small restaurants, our salons, our bars, if you don't keep them open, if you give in to this mask BS. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City is, I don't know what it is. Actually, I closed the page. It is, should Warm Springs Correctional Center in Carson City or any other Nevada prison be doing compassionate release of inmates due to increase in COVID cases? They don't even actually have cases. It's just positive tests. So why are they releasing criminals back out into our community? Just received this. There was never a reported case. In fact, they had nothing. What is compassionate about releasing criminals amongst us? Maybe this is their way of spreading it further the narrative and shutdown, as well as encourage the violence that they're paying for when Trump is declared the victor. No excuse for this. That is it right there, Lisa. That is it. What happened before all of these riots that we've seen around Minneapolis, around Seattle, around Portland? They had inmate releases. Who better to get involved in criminal activity than criminals themselves? Deaths have not spiked. You can see the chart. Cases are going up because more people are being tested. Cases are going up because the tests are so low quality that even fruit tests positive. You're being had. And until you can get your friends and your family and others to stand up and understand what's going on, nothing is worth this. Free college is not worth this. Free housing is not worth this. Free food is not worth this. Free everything is not worth the loss of your freedom, the loss of your liberty. Somebody who has fought for that on the line right now, Vance, calling in to the talk and text line at 884-9910. Hey, Vance, you want to talk about Biden?
Well, not just specifically Biden, okay? But that comment by Biden, which I viewed on YouTube, about that they have the Democrats have a basically fraud, election fraud machine in place. I don't think that was a slip of the tongue. I think God, all these decades, for as long as I can remember, and I'm 65, has been dropping us hints. And that one with Biden and several others was no small hint. That was not a poke. That was a hit upside the head with a fry pan. But how many people are going to say, ooh, gee whiz, I just got kabonged.
They can't, because the mainstream media has people so blinded and has them so trained that, you know, they say, oh, that was just a slip of the tongue. Oh, okay. The media said that that was just a slip of the tongue. So I believe that.
Well, I'll tell you what. Crap hits the fan if that's the case. And if that's the case, then I'll tell you what. The crap hits the fan and 2/3 of the world's population, civilized world population, deserves to be going bye-bye. Deserve to be going to meet our maker. Because in a world where they say the survival of the survival of the fittest is not necessarily the physically strongest.
It's the fittest
it's
of the brain.
It's the ones that got their brains connected.
And that is why we are being told to wear masks, because your brain function goes down. That's why drugs are okay. Your brain function goes down. That's why we're not going to fight the fentanyl and everything like that, because your brain function goes down. This has been the dumbing down of society for 100 years now.
Well, here's I sent you an email this morning about how this is affecting me and my family. I cannot even visit my grandchildren because my daughter-in-law is about as dense as they come. And she's a nurse.
That's sad.
So anyway.
That's very sad.
I thought I'd get that off my chest.
I'm glad you did, Vance. I appreciate it.
All right.
Because
bye-bye.
Have a blessed day. Thank you. Here's the deal. That's why they want you fighting and suffering over Thanksgiving. Nobody has the right to tell you how many people you can have in your home for Thanksgiving. Goodness knows there is a virus going around. People don't want to get it. People don't want to feel bad and achy and cough and, you know. But guess what? It's no worse than the flu. It's no worse than walking pneumonia, who most of us, or what most of us, have had in our lifetimes. They are trying to scare you, and they're doing a hell of a good job of it. It's unbelievable how people have just thrown away their liberties and freedoms and bought into all of this. Obviously, Sisolak's not scared, or he wouldn't have had a Halloween party. You know, he's going to have more people. He's going to be with his family at Thanksgiving. Because they can. And the most important thing that you need to remember from all of this is that there are more of us. Way more. A hell of a lot more than there are of them. And that is what the elite are afraid of. The Justin Trudeaus, the Prince Charleses, the members of the World Economic Forum. Anybody that's related to the Rockefellers, or anybody who's related to the Rothschilds or the DuPonts or the Carnegies. There are a hell of a lot more of us than them. And there are even the sheep out there who are literally waiting for the rest of us to take control and put them in their place. We're not giving up this country. And we don't have to. Just be patient. It's all going to be over soon enough. And President Trump will continue to be the 45th president of this country. People asked me left and right, constantly, at the rally on Saturday, do you truly believe that? I 100% truly believe that. We'll be back right after this with more of your texts and talk at 884-9910. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and a lot of people have been affected by this shutdown, the lockdowns. And more lockdowns are coming. Why they're staged for the end of November, if everything is so bad, why they don't justify doing it now, it's because they not. They're putting plans into place. This is the way they do it. And the cost of these lockdowns, this is from the American Institute for Economic Research, just a preliminary report. The cost of these lockdowns, the stay-at-home orders, the closing of businesses, schools, have so much more of an impact on all of us. And people are saying, suck it up. Even though of adults surveyed in August by the CDC, 10.7% had thoughts of suicide. You know what that number was back in 2018? 4.3%. Of individuals between 18 and 24, 25.5% have considered suicide. Searches for anxiety, panic attack, insomnia, all increased. The economy. Food banks alone have given out 20% more food in an average month. And close to 100 million people are going to fall into extreme poverty. 86 million children falling into poverty. The rate of food insecurity increasing from 14% to 32%. And the majority of those households have children. The only way we stop this is to stop this. 24 million children may drop out of school next year as a result of the lockdown's economic impact. And you think, why? Because a lot of those children are going to have to try to find jobs to help the family. And that's not in poor countries. That's in this country. That's in countries like Canada, Europe, Australia, big producing countries. We are letting this happen because we are not standing up for our rights. 99% survival rate. Don't be freaked out by the stories from Renown that they're opening up their hospital, some 1,600 beds that, you know, for the COVID, but that have 10 people in it. Don't buy into the hysteria. Take a deep breath, look for the faith wherever you need to find it, and educate yourself. Nothing makes me happier than the hundreds of people I have emailing me stories, emailing me, texting me things that I need to watch that I've already seen, that I've been trying to convey to you. But they haven't heard me talk about him. So you know what that tells me? That tells me that people are starting to do their own research, that they're sharing the information that they're finding. They're logging on to the X-22 report. They're checking out Dr. Dave Janda. They're searching out the truth because, well, social media has censored it from you. The mainstream media diverts you with other fluff stories. This is how you fight back, by educating yourself, by knowing the things that the upper echelon doesn't want you to know. That's all we can do, is share the information. And I'm glad and I'm thankful every day that you share it here with me. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. I greatly appreciate it. 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question. And let me see. I got so many things open here. It's incredible. Today's poll question is, should Warm Springs Correctional Center in Carson City or any other Nevada prison be doing compassionate release of inmates due to an increase in COVID arrests? And sorry about the comments here, but I have a little discussion with my producers, and that is, can you please take me out of my ears? I'm hearing myself. Yesterday's poll question, once again, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, with all the drama, thank you, team, with all the drama surrounding the 2020 election, should Nevada do what? Audit the election? 22% said yes. Certify the vote as is. 7% said that. 71% of those participating in the poll said have a new 100% in-person vote. I like that idea too. Costs money, but you know what? It's money well spent. Just in case you don't think that the coming shutdowns and the coming reset, the great reset, is going to have an impact on every single aspect of your life, and that you're going to be able to get away with not having a vaccine, well, guess again. Because one of the things that people are jonesing for is to get back out into public, go to concerts, go to shows, have some fun. But guess what? If you get those tickets through Ticketmaster, which a lot of people do, a lot of casinos use Ticketmaster, guess what? If you use those services, you are going to have to show proof. Show proof of your COVID vaccination. That's bull squat. But that's what they're doing. And that's what a lot of companies will be doing. Even grocery stores. Because they will be mandated to. Just like all of our restaurants out there have to have their masks mandates. Can't serve you if you don't come in with a mask on. It's all playing into the same thing. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Randy this morning. Wants to talk about the shutdown. Hey, Randy, thanks for calling into the program.
Hi, Monica. Thanks for having me. So, I was calling to...
Go ahead. No, I wanted to ask what you wanted to talk about.
So I was calling to comment on the government shutdown, the supposed one that's happening. It's supposed to happen in 6 weeks. If we all just stood up and said no... they couldn't do anything about it. The sheriff's the last line of defense. I'm pretty sure the sheriff's not going to make the entire town turn around and set foot home. They're not going to arrest us all. We don't have to go, you know, set fire to things or nothing. We can just walk in without masks and go back to normal like we normally do. We tried the whole shutdown thing. It didn't work. It cost us a lot of money. As you said in the statistics here previously, it's costing people, you know, their lives, it's raising suicide rates. There's no reason for it. So I believe if we all stood up, you know, fines are fines. That's all it is. It's a word, fine. You don't have to pay it. You don't have to pay it. Stand up, fight it. But that's all we have to do, stand up and fight. I'm pretty sure if we did that, the governor would either change his mind or just sit there and pout. That's all I got to say.
Randy, I'm glad you said it because I think that we do... It's funny because I just got an email from a Randy as well. So, Randy, thank you for your comments. I'm going to share this email real quick that kind of plays on that because it talks about why the businesses, we have to protect them. Bruce, you hang on the line because we definitely have to talk about the recall. But this is what another Randy just sent me in the way of an email. While I agree that masks don't work and actually hurt some of us with asthma, I don't agree with Steve and you getting all jacked up about Costco or Walmart. If Steve wants to do his protest, maybe he should be ready to pony up for the fines these businesses will get when Sisolak troops come in. Well, you have to remember, the Costco and the Walmarts, they can handle the fines. It's the mom and pops that can't handle the fines. It's the shutdown of the mom and pops that is intended. It is intended with the fines. It is intended with the lawsuits, with the removing of business licenses, because they are the backbone of our society. Going back to his email, I have several friends with small businesses and restaurants. The only reason they do the mask thing is that they cannot afford to pay the fines. We play the game because we don't want to see them financially hurt. I use the easiest mask to breathe through when I'm at their businesses. About Sisolak and his COVID positive test, he is reported to have mild cold symptoms. I have several friends that have really had the virus. They all have had the worst effing headaches that they have ever had in their lives that lasted several days, even to a week. Sisolak is playing the sympathy card. Who can believe the faulty tests? We can send men to the moon and space, but we fail at developing tests. Randy, I think we fail at developing vaccines also. You know, these vaccines that are being pushed out, it's all about money. It's not about your health. Because you know what? If one of those vaccines hurts you, heaven forbids, even kills you, you have no recourse whatsoever in those pharmaceutical companies for any of the vaccines out there. They're protected. The government made sure of that. Let's pull that protection, and then we'll see how good the vaccines are. Then we'll see. The shutdowns. Let's take Jesse's advice. Let's get a GoFundMe specifically for fines put in place. Better yet, let's do what those gyms did back east. And when law enforcement comes to try to shut their businesses down, or they put the chain around the door, surround that business. Somebody bring a chain cutter, a bolt cutter, because we need to take the chains off, literally and figuratively. This is only going to get worse, people. We can ignore the fines. We can ignore the pulling of business licenses. Because I could care less if any of the services that I use from my places that I go, I don't care if they have a business license. That's just money for the state. You should see how they actually regulate people and what they do. They don't do squat. We, the people, have to protect the mom and pop businesses. That's what we have to do. The rallies aren't really doing that much. There's a rally this Saturday in Carson. There's a rally the 28th, the Saturday after that. Instead of rallying, how about we surround these businesses that are being targeted? We surround them and we say, no more. The only way we're going to have no more is if we get this SOB, this POS, this governor out of office. Bruce is on the line right now with Taking Nevada Back. TakingNevadaBack.com is where you can find the information. And now let me do my little refresh here, Bruce. And that is 15 days, 2 hours, and 12 minutes to sign the recall petition to get the signatures that we need.
That's it. And I just wanted your listeners to know that this Sunday at the old Circuit City parking lot, which is right there on the corner of Kitsky and Virginia Street, we'll be holding our last big push to get people to sign this petition. The sad fact of the matter, Monica, is that we do not control the assembly. We do not control the Senate. We have a legislative session coming up next year. And if Sisolak is still sitting in the governor's mansion, anybody that does not sign this petition, you forfeit the right to complain about anything that's shoved down your throat that comes out of that legislative session. If we end up with a state income tax, and you didn't sign a petition, I don't want to hear you complaining. You gave up that right when you didn't sign this petition.
Any politician out there, we need to know if there are any politicians who actually sign this petition. And I'm not just talking about the Senate and the Assembly. I'm talking about any politicians who don't sign this petition. I want to know their names. I want to put a list on our website, Bruce. Because I will never vote for them again. I will never support them again. Their names will be published. And then you, as the constituents, can ask them, why didn't you sign to get this guy out of office?
Well, because we had to go along to get along.
you? How's that working for you? How's that go along to get along? How's that working for you? How's that working for the people in Nevada? Not too good. It just disgusts me to no end that where are people's backbones? I don't understand, Monica.
I don't either, Bruce, this is honestly.
This is not the America that I envisioned when I was 30 years old.
That you fought for?
I thought people had... Exactly. I gave over 20 years of my life for this country. I expect it to do better. I expect people to stand up for themselves. I expect people to have a backbone. And I'm just not seeing a lot of it. And I'm really, really frustrated. However, when it comes to this this recall petition, we're in the final push. This Sunday, Kitsky and Virginia Street. There's a great big huge parking lot where the old Circuit City building is. We'll be set up there from 10 o'clock to 3 p.m. It's your one final shot to get your signature on this petition. And I agree with you, Monica. To all those candidates out there that ran for office and to all those elected representatives that are in office, if your name isn't on this petition, do not ask me for my support. It will not be forthcoming.
And we will be publishing.
You've clearly demonstrated where you stand.
And we will be publishing the names.
Thank you, Monica.
At least I will. Bruce, also, if you want to help Bruce and the team, log on to takingnevadaback.com. Get with them on their volunteers, and they will send you a petition, just like I did. I got my petition. I'm taking it with me to the dinner tonight at Paisan's. It's, you know, we got to do this. Bruce, thank you so much for calling in and giving us an update, and I will talk to you again real soon.
Bet on it.
There goes Bruce. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and Jim, if you're still listening, hang on the line because I want to talk directly to you. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we wrap up today's program. Love you much. Just I want to get that out first. Secondly, we on Monday had talked about raising money for uniforms for a soccer team. And Jim came through and cut the entire check. But Jim, if you're listening, we are not soliciting for more money. I gave a thank you earlier in the show today for all those who had donated because we already had $500 collected. So when you wrote that big check, that was kind of more than we needed. So the over and above the $1,200 that we need will be returned to you. So just so you know, we are not collecting any more money for the soccer uniforms. And we thank God for your generosity. And we thank you so much, so much. And I personally thank you for listening and being a part of this program. I only mention people who are raising money and doing these services if I know 100% they are legit. I get a lot of requests for, hey, can you announce this or that? And I don't do it because I only announce things that I know are 100% legit. I hate this email. Laura just sent me a text. Help me, Lord. My rheumatologist has advised me not to take the COVID vaccine. I have two autoimmune diseases. So, if it is required, then I guess I won't be able to work anymore. WTF. Laura, they are putting you in this position, and I am so I hate it. I absolutely hate it. We are going to make sure that you can still work because we will not have forced vaccinations. We will not hold, we will not have it. We will not accept it. Just got this one. How about we surround the governor's mansion, lock Sisolak in and bolt the door shut, then cut off all power and communication and let him suffer? That's illegal. Thank you for sending that, but that's illegal. Unlike the left, we are doing this all the right way. We're doing it the legal way. God bless you all. Get ready for Thanksgiving. Go out and get your food. Get your turkey early so it can thaw, unlike me last year. But live every day to the fullest, to the extreme. All right? And hopefully I see you tonight, 5:30 at Paisan's. We're going to have a party, $30, $40. That's it. Yeah.